and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation and kindred and...
Bless your name! Bless your name, Lord! Bless your name, Lord! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
What I tell you is very important. Maybe you don't put the value on it, but I told you that seeking was not sufficient for this hour. Now that seems contrary to the Word of God, doesn't it? That's the reason why I call attention to it. You don't need to blame me for you being born in this generation. You really ought to be grateful. Hard to, isn't it, though? God gave us a raw deal. The last one. Wouldn't it be nice to be part of that first one? Well, he guarantees us that we'll be greater than the first one.
Hallelujah.
The only trouble is you've got to be convinced it's worth waiting for. And that's where a lot of us, as I started across the path like I do every Sabbath morning, I thought to myself, I wonder if the people really hate their own life. Now that sounds contrary to the Word of God too, doesn't it? Because the Bible says love life. But it tells you that you don't love God if you love your life. You're going to love now. Man is going to love. He just don't have the love of God. Sometimes when I'm looking at pictures of people in primitive countries, and you see a picture of a mother, just an old pagan heathen mother, and a child is being killed. And you'll see that mother just anguishing, cry, and weep over her lost child. Us civilized people, we don't think they're have enough emotion inside of them to feel those things, do we? Now you're going to question me. See, we don't picture the suffering that people in other countries. We can't get the mentality of it.
Hallelujah.
That most of the people of God, the few there are in everybody, don't come close to living in luxury like you're living.
Amen.
You don't even consider it luxury.
Oh God, hallelujah. Yes.
When I was making my trips into foreign countries, everywhere you went, everybody's wanting to come to America.
Oh God.
And I would say to you people and everybody else,
hallelujah,
America became the impediment of heaven on earth.
My Lord. Oh Jesus.
If I just get to America, I'd make some money, I'd have some liberty, I'd be free.
Hallelujah.
Now why won't you folks just say, Brother Stair, I believe I understand what you're saying. Now they didn't all get here. Everybody wants to get to America, they make it. Just like everybody wants to go to heaven, not going to make it. You used to say years ago, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Right now, that's the only way to get there. What do you mean? Jesus is the way. He died. That's the way he made the way to heaven.
Yes, Lord.
He died.
Glory.
So the only way you're going to get in the kingdom of heaven is to die.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
What a glorious choice God gave you and me.
Hallelujah.
You can choose to live or die.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, I'll even help you out with that.
Hallelujah. Live. Yes, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I wonder if you ever, any of you, hallelujah, any of you spiritual intellectuals,
hallelujah,
really understand my speech.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back again to seeking. See, I came out of the Philadelphia church age.
Hallelujah.
God birthed me, delivery for that.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm one that was, who's left among you,
glory,
who saw this ladder house.
Hallelujah.
What do you mean ladder house? Yeah, the ladder house.
Glory. Hallelujah.
It began with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
In a suicide tree. Way back before you little knucklehead came around.
Yeah.
You know what that was called? Way back, when it first happened, you know what it was called?
Hallelujah.
It was called the Latter Rain Movement.
Yes.
From the Methodists, from the
Hallelujah.
Up to that point, we had nothing like it. There was no Pentecostal churches. There was no tongue talkers.
Hallelujah.
Healing had pretty well been done away with.
Amen.
And then God poured out the Holy Ghost. And he never did use that experience united with theology.
Wow.
He just poured it out upon it. Black, white, rich, poor.
Yes, Lord.
They spoke with tongues, got faith,
yes,
began preaching all over the world. And they literally carried the gospel. They fulfilled, they actually completely fulfilled the Great Commission.
Hallelujah.
See, they couldn't even do it in the first generation. They went everywhere they could go.
Yeah.
But everywhere wasn't there for them.
Oh, yes, Lord.
But in this generation, everywhere.
Hallelujah.
And why do I stop like that? Because I have a hard time trying to figure out why you do not see or understand why I'm even talking about it.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we heard it before. Have you heard it on this wise? I mean, really, have you heard it? Huh? Do you comprehend? Are you are when that Holy Ghost poured out there for 70 years?
Hallelujah.
With no television, no radio, no airplanes, no automobiles hardly.
Hallelujah.
1900s, none of that stuff, and yet those people empowered with the Holy Ghost, they went everywhere.
Hallelujah.
They really did.
Thank you, Jesus.
Africa, China,
yes,
India, Asia.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everywhere.
Yes.
And they preached Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You go anywhere in the world today,
hallelujah,
and even though folk don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, they know about Jesus. History substantiates it. False religions substantiate it.
Glory.
Devils.
Oh, yeah. Glory.
Substantiated.
My Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Long before you theologians were your Yahshua,
yes,
your Yahshua's,
hallelujah,
and your
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeahs, and no,
hallelujah,
no, no's.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Boy, this is a stubborn house.
Glory.
I shouldn't have to try to convince you.
Jesus.
You should be fully persuaded.
Glory.
Glory.
But I didn't have no part in it. No,
hallelujah,
most of you didn't.
Jesus.
You're part was reserved,
yes,
for now.
Hallelujah.
When I was in that period of time, I wanted to be a part of that.
Glory.
And somehow God just kept me back. Like you, Apostle Paul. He kept me back. I never fully achieved the financial characteristic of the men. You don't see me named with that. With the man who shook the world.
Thank you, God.
You don't see my name over numbered with Oral Roberts and
thank
Billy
God.
Graham. And I was there.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I was preaching Jesus like Billy Graham was.
Oh, hallelujah.
I was praying for the sick like Oral Roberts was.
Hallelujah.
I was seeing miracles like A. Allen. But
hallelujah,
my name just never appeared on the great man.
Jesus. Glory.
Weren't you surprised when all of a sudden you heard some guy named Stair? Where'd he come
Glory.
From?
Glory.
See, and most of you, you don't even know the accomplishment of those men.
Amen.
And when I tell you about them, you can't like fathom that.
Amen.
See, I just told you something very simple. Oh, you know A. A. Allen, right? You really knew William Branham, huh? You see, I acted another year. I did not read his books, but I've been in William Branham's meeting.
Hallelujah.
I watched. I seen him. Oral Roberts, Jack Cole, so many mighty men, Gordon Lindsay.
Hallelujah.
I was part of it. I was standing off in the saddle. The only one that ever gave me any recognition at all was Dr. A.C. Valdez. And I don't know why he did. Except, although I do now, I didn't know then. He did a lot of things God did with me in spite of me.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know what he was doing.
Hallelujah.
Now I know what he was doing. Show me where you brought me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
From.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad I'm not on the memorial nameplate of those guys. I was not numbered with those fellas. Although they were all transgressors. There was no need for those men to start individual ministries. No need. They started out as one mighty body. If they had just let the Holy Ghost keep moving and kept men out of it, you wouldn't have all those diversified ministries. When you got, as soon as you got diversified ministries, different doctrines, different manner of life, different ways of preaching, and the next thing you know, the church was shattered. By the time you all came along, you've never really experienced the experience of the true church, the oneness, the love, the unity. And so most of you don't know how to do it. And don't want to be told how to do it. Because you're rich. You increase the goods.
Jesus.
See how long it took God before he started putting riches in my hand? I had faith. And somebody said, well, you're after the money. Well, I'll tell you how to finally get the money. Because I kept operating on faith.
Hallelujah.
Not faith in me, faith in him.
God. Glory, yes, Lord God.
Will you help me out, Lord?
Hallelujah.
I know what I'm saying is simple and true, but they're too complex. They got too many things on their mind.
Oh, my God.
And they don't have no hunger.
Oh, Lord.
I'll go back to the story that God told me yesterday or the day before. I was walking across the Walmart parking lot was jammed and packed.
Oh, Jesus.
And all at once I felt the compassion that I hardly ever feel.
Oh, Jesus.
I saw those people. And the scripture went through my mind, and God said, that's not so, son. Because what went through my mind was, they're sheep without a shepherd. Oh,
yeah. My Lord.
He said, no, they're not sheep.
My Lord. Right.
That's why they don't have a shepherd.
That's right. Hallelujah.
He brought that to me this morning. He said, I told you, I'm sending you to the lost sheep.
Yes,
you sheep like when I tell you, you're lost?
Amen.
Yes,
you're lost. You've lost your way.
Yes.
You've lost
yes.
it.
Yes.
Your way, you subject your way to his way.
Amen.
You,
hallelujah.
That's not the way.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Got a long time to, but now time is coming to an end.
Amen.
But he had to correct me in my way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I would do things just like those guys.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I would. And it would work.
Way, Lord. Oh, help, Lord.
I put out a little prayer cloth one time. You'll ask for them. And I can tell you stories about that prayer cloth that are genuine. And if I don't stop talking about it now, you know what's going to happen? Hey, Brother Joe, you sent me one little prayer cloth? You know what that thing was based on? It was based on this scripture. And God wrought special miracle by the hand of Paul.
Amen.
From his body.
Amen.
They took handkerchiefs
Hallelujah.
And they Lord. And he laid it upon the sick.
Yes, God.
And evil spirits departed.
Hallelujah.
And the sick were healed. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Is that God still alive today?
Hallelujah.
And anybody's ever been around me when I would do it. And even the other day, Sister Eunice, because we every once in a while we get a call for a prayer. And okay. Sister Eunice, she brought me some cloth to wear.
Oh, bless you.
Stupid, huh?
No.
Yeah, I just showed her my shirt, walked around.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Look at him. Look at him.
Thank you.
Foolish, huh?
Nope. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Hallelujah.
She bring me a bunch of cloth and I'll. I'll just open up my shirt and stick it there and walk around for an hour or two and take back there. And God wrought special miracles from the hand of R.G. Stair.
Hallelujah.
From his body.
I don't believe that.
The greatest harm that the church did when it left the Philadelphia church age, it brought us into a spirit of unbelief.
My Lord.
I'm rich.
Oh, God.
I don't need God's blessing no more.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm increased with goods.
Mm.
Look all the knowledge I have. I know how to live for God. Praise the Lord. Mm. Amen. And I don't need anybody to teach me anything.
Oh, God.
Thank you for your mercy.
You buy that?
Mm.
That's God talking about you and me.
Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you for your mercy.
And just maybe... just maybe, I hope, that the last part of that will get through to us.
Amen.
What's that? Well, you know not. Have you ever heard a preacher tell people so much you don't know nothing? How do you like it? How do you like it when I say you don't know nothing at all? How do you like it? Huh? Well, you thought you knew what you were doing, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I said, no, you don't know what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
And if I didn't see what God was doing, I wouldn't know which way to go.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Glory.
Lost sheep.
Yes.
And as I stood there, and I'm serious about this, I really started to weep inside of me as I looked at those masses of people going Christmas shopping. And I thought, my God, there's billions of like all over the world just like that.
Amen.
Oh, Merry Christmas! What's the matter? You can't say Merry Christmas? No, I can say it, but I'm not going to.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to go downtown now? You better get ready. Mistletoes and Merry Christmases and jolly jollies and Santa Claus. By the way, even stop Santa Claus. Now they passed a rule the other day to place that you can't sit on Santa Claus's lap no more. It might get a disease. You know.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Can't get that close, you. What's wrong with you people? Why won't you believe that this devastation is this destruction, this evil spirit is sweeping this entire world so powerful that it overtakes you at times?
Yes, yes,
Lord.
Amen.
And what evil is? Unbelief?
Yes.
Evil spirit.
Yes.
That of unbelief. Amen. In departing from the living God.
Yes, Amen.
How close are you to him this morning? If he wasn't close to you,
amen.
You'd be so far off. And that's what God finally said to me out there. Because all at once he thundered in my head. None seeketh after the Lord. There's none good.
Amen.
Well, I'm looking out there and I say, yeah, that's right.
Amen.
He said, I'm talking about you.
Amen.
That's how he slowed me down.
Amen.
He said, you hear what I said? I said, there's none good.
Amen.
None. Did you hear me?
Glory.
No. Not. What? What about me? None. None good. There's none righteous. No. Not. What? I thought I'd do pretty good. And then he turned it right around. He said, no, there's none seeketh after me.
Amen.
But I'm seeking after you.
Hallelujah.
You're lost sheep. We're lost. We're lost in this modern theology, in this modern way of life. We're lost in what we expect. We're lost.
Yes,
Lord.
And pretty soon you're going to find out that all the things of this world are going to be taken away from you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I've even quoted that to you. When all hope that we should be saved. Hope to have my children. Hope to see my hubby to return. Hope for this or hope for that. Or hope to get more money. Or hope. Don't do that to me. I'm breaking it right down.
Amen.
Break it down.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have to give up the hope of your children being saved,
yes,
to live in the hope of God.
True God.
Yes.
Why art thou cast down? You don't hope your children's going to be saved, do you? That's not your hope.
No.
Amen.
Your hope is that you'll be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
What would it profit if your children got saved and you didn't?
Amen.
Uh-huh. Whosoever loves mother, father,
amen,
sons,
yes,
daughters,
right,
houses, land, money, land, more than me.
Yes.
Not worthy.
Amen. You're not worthy of eternal life.
Amen.
True, Lord.
Amen.
Truth.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-mm. I don't think I don't really want to love that guy.
Amen.
I used to tell people many times that the way you live the Christian life is like you're going to die in the next hour.
Yeah.
What would matter if you knew in the next 10 minutes you were dead?
That's right.
Huh? And you could do nothing about it.
Amen.
What would you be fretting about?
Nothing.
What would you be trying to save?
Nothing.
Not too many folk live like that.
Amen.
Our hope is not in seeing Christ most of the time.
No.
That's why the scripture's like that.
Oh, glory.
That's right.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul?
Yes,
my soul.
My soul.
My soul loves you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's why there's not going to be too many. You know God's loved the many, but only a few loved them back.
Hallelujah.
I don't like the way you talk, Brother Stair.
Amen.
So, even though you're not seeking the Lord, He's seeking you. And if somehow you get past you, self-seeking matter, who's trying to seek to save self, and let Him save you. But there's too much up in our minds. We've got to remove it. It's got to be gone. We've got to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, yes, God.
Praise
the
Lord.
I started out talking about striving. You see, I have found out by talking to this house right here, which, as far as I'm concerned, you've had more of the Word of God than anybody else in the world. You have been fed with the bread of heaven and drank over from the Holy Spirit more than anybody I ever know. We have eaten and drinking, not discerning the Lord's body. And so therefore there's many sick among us, many weak, and some are sick. Now there's nobody here that's been any sicker than anybody else. Every one of you at some time in your life since you've been here, you got so sick you thought you were going to die. You couldn't make anybody else understand what you were really suffering. Because you know, nobody knows how you hurt. You know that. When you start hurting, ain't nobody else really knows how you're hurting, do they?
Right.
And so they don't react the way you'd like them to react.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Truth, Lord.
Amen.
I remember the old song, don't you? Nobody knows the trouble I see.
Jesus.
I'm sometimes up, I'm sometimes down. Sometimes I'm pressed to the ground. And she came behind in the press. Are you pressing this morning? Striving. Remember starting out talking about striving and seeking?
Yes, sir.
See, I had to learn that. He said back in the Philadelphia church age, seek and ye shall find. Then all at once I found myself seeking and I wasn't finding. You ever do that? You ever seek the Lord and can't find it? And then he'll tell you what? He'll tell you why.
Oh, yes, he will.
He that seeks me will find me. When? See what it tells you? Isn't that simple?
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'll be found of them that seek or search for me.
Yes.
I will. Yeah.
Amen.
I'm not lost. You are.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
You see, here's another scripture I used to use. Seek the Lord while he may be found.
Hallelujah.
See, right now we're coming to a scene. He's allowed us to have a seventh day, a Sabbath day. Set aside every week, a season of the week, for us to seek. So you seek the Lord while he may be found. And the one thing he wants you to do on the Sabbath day is cease from your own labors. Cease from your own efforts. And let him do it. Cease from your own manner of worship, your own ways of doing things. And let God worship. Let him love. Stop trying to impress him with your goodness and your fast and I do this. Don't do that. Let him do it. This is a scene. Every week. He says, if you don't do it, I swear. You won't enter my rest. How many times do you come the Sabbath day and you end up in the Sabbath more weary than you were when it started? Because you didn't enter into his rest. And you're so proud, you won't humble yourself and say, truth, Lord. Why? I fasted, Lord. I went into the tabernacle and I didn't act like the rest of the people. I acted more holy.
My Lord.
And I became a spot in their feast of charity.
My Lord.
I held back my emotions and my feelings. I wouldn't turn loose because to do it when I'm feeling like I'm feeling, it takes some faith.
My Lord.
Just right now, you both don't feel like rejoicing.
My Lord.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Ain't no rejoicing in your eyes. You know, I can tell you don't feel like it, because when you feel that, I don't have to tell you. When you feel like it, boy, you let everybody know. You watch an old Gino back there start to feel it. He'll let you know, won't he? And he'll run around and say, I wonder what's wrong with these guys. How come I'm running and they ain't running? And you're going to hit the chair and go, nothing. There you go. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall. And he does that enough. Here's another one. Another show out. Oh, now here comes the thing. So it's contagious, huh? You know I'm not going to let that go on, though, don't you? You know I'm going to stop that, don't you? I'm not going to let that show out go like that. Come on, all these little kids are like, hey, look at me, Daddy. Yeah! The simplicity. What's wrong, Brother Stephen? Well, nothing really wrong. It's just that we're wrong. And we're wrong because God said we would be. He said, you don't even know you're wrong. You're wretched, you're poor, you're blind, you're naked. What do we do? Counsel you by. Come by. Without money, without price, without cost.
Thank you, Father.
I received a call this morning from our dear brother Bruce. I want to make mention of it. Brother Bruce, because I know you're listening, Brother Bruce works in a, from my perspective, in a tourist type place in the Turks Island. Been there for years. And he has supported this ministry superbly from that area of the world where I just know he's not making the kind of money that most people make. And when you get off to the amount of what that fella says from that part of the world, Turks Island, the only benefit, Turks Island is a real small place. But he has, in fact, probably the only thing going here is tourists. And he have to have a good job, and he's been very faithful. And so he gets a pretty good paycheck compared to the rest of the people. In fact, I would venture to say that about 90% of the people that work in Turks Island work in the tourist trade. Yeah. And not you're the tourists now. They throw money around.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nobody wants you to be identified as a tourist and you're broke.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they see you that come as a tourist, they just assume you've got money in your pocket.
Hallelujah. And they're gonna,
they'll serve you real good. The waitress will serve you real good.
Sure.
Had a chuckle when I went to Russia. You know, I didn't go as a tourist.
Right.
But I did have everything paid in advance.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's the way they would make you do a lot of that stuff.
Hallelujah.
You could go, but your hotel was paid for, your food was paid for. Please tell me you hear me. And so when I went into the restaurant, I sat down. And they knew you had little things that identified you as a visitor.
Yeah.
And so the waitress, the first breakfast they brought me in Russia was a raw fish. I never eaten raw fish. Of course, I am now. That was a delicacy.
Yeah.
They bought me one cup of coffee. Well, you know, in America, you don't just drink one cup of coffee. You just can't drink one. You always want another one. And the bonus does that. Is it too hard to say amen? I mean, an amen of acknowledgement. In all thy ways, acknowledge the truth.
Yeah.
It's acknowledging. Amen. True, Lord. No matter what you want to say about truth, whether you like it or not, it will set you free. You may not like the truth, but if you just, that's the truth, Lord, it'll set you free. It'll set you free to worship Him. It'll set you free from your own iniquity. It'll set you free. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, set my spirit free. The spirit of freedom is spirit of truth. And when he has come, he would lead and guide you in all truth. And then you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Stand fast, therefore, in the freedom of the liberty wherewith God has made you free. Be not entangled again with this old yoke of bondage and emotions. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, how many times around here we told you that you don't need to discount the message because you don't like the messenger.
Amen.
Yeah, damn people in Jesus' day, they didn't like the messenger, so they wouldn't receive his message.
Amen.
What a bunch of fools they were.
Amen.
He was despised and rejected the messenger.
Yeah. Yes,
sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a message he had.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
What a message.
Hallelujah.
But he wasn't wrapped up in a very fine package, was he? He didn't have them long robes on. You know? He didn't have the PhD behind his name.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God.
And to think he was calling himself the Son of God, walking around with a bunch of peasants and sinners and... They didn't like his message, huh? He was a friend of sinners. What? How could a holy God be a friend of sinners? What that brother Fredham said? said Jesus was the Son of God. He said, how could God have a son? Remember Brother Brim said that? Well, God could have anything he wants.
That's right.
I said something to Brother Connie the other day. I'm almost afraid to say it to you, folks, because I say things because our mind can't. But the man asked me, who created God? Good question. I can tell you who created God. God did. In the beginning was the Word. And he's the beginning of the creation of God, and the Word says in the beginning God. So you came to know the God by the Word. And the Word is created. And then even when God found out he was God, he said, I got to make my power known. And he's still doing it. He's still creating. My God, you think the Creator God is going to stop creating?
No.
No. You ain't seen some of the things he's going to create. Oh, what an eternity we're going to go into. Where do you start to try to describe the many varieties of fruit and bugs and germs? Yeah, you know, this room is filled with billions, trillions of germs. Your body being attacked right now by germs. But then God's got something in your body that says, whoop to them germs. White corpuscles. You don't know what pus is?
Yeah.
When you get pussy?
Yeah.
Well, that's when you got an infection and the white corpuscles come up there and start fighting the infection.
Yeah.
And they gather it up and the pus is spewed out.
Yeah.
That's white corpuscles.
Yeah.
Fighting the aliens in your body.
Yeah.
The microbe. What am I? No, Paul David, he tried to explain that. He said, I'll tell you what, fellas, we are marvelously and wonderfully made. Oh, how marvelous. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, we can help. God bless you, Brother Bruce. God bless you, brother. You've encouraged me many times.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't say much. Writes an offering, sends an offering once in a while, and every time he does, I just said, my God, what in the world kept that man all these years?
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, way back before some of you folk ever showed your face.
Yeah.
I told you the story how Brother Bruce finally heard me years ago.
Hallelujah.
I went on a station down there right there in Turks Island. Caribbean Beacon, it was called.
Hallelujah.
Still there, but I won't go back on it because I just don't feel that too. But he hears me.
Hallelujah.
Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples.
Yes, Lord.
Then spake Jesus to the multitude.
Amen.
And do you understand the implication here?
Amen.
You're going to say something to the multitudes that's not intended for his disciples. You're going to say something to the disciples that's not intended for the multitude.
Amen. Amen.
I'll read it for you again.
Hallelujah.
Then spake Jesus to the multitude and
Amen.
To his disciples.
Yes.
When he would do that, sometimes his disciples didn't know what he was doing.
Right.
So later on, they'd get him aside and say, what are you talking about?
Right.
You're saying this to the multitude, is that for us too?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, what about us?
Right.
'Cause look what he said here. The scribes, I talk to the multitude now. And his disciples are here, hearing them talk to the multitudes. I know I said that perfect. Can you say it any plainer? He talked to the multitude. Am I talking to the multitudes right now? A multitude is an amount of people that cannot be numbered. You can guess at it. A multitude which no man can number. That's what a multitude is. It's a when the multitude You can say there's probably 20,000 written. You can't tell exactly.
Yes.
See, God knows exactly those that are his.
Yes.
We're not part of the multitude.
Hallelujah.
And his disciples.
Yes.
They weren't part of the multitude.
Bless you, Jesus.
And they did just like most of you. He talks to the multitude and they're trying to figure out what's he talking about. Boy, he says something very devastating, though. He's talking to the multitude.
Glory
and to his disciples. He's giving them a lesson. He's preparing them for a work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
That's what he's doing.
Yes. Amen.
He's preparing them so they know how to deal with the multitude.
Oh, God.
He's giving them an example.
Yes.
Because when you guys go forth, you're going to be going out to the multitude, to a world, everywhere. I wish you folks get excited about this. I'm saying that so good, I almost want to shout myself.
Amen.
They don't see it, God. What's wrong with me? No, that's not what I planned. See, I got it marked over, but it's on the other page. But I came back and I said, Then when I read that, I just read it now. I didn't read it before I came here. Then spake Jesus to the multitudes and to his disciples. In other words, I want you to hear this, but I say to them.
Amen.
Because if you don't hear me right, you're going to get upset. So listen to me now, because what I'm saying to them doesn't necessarily refer to you, but it also refers to you. Next line. The scribes and the Pharisees, they sit in Moses' seat. Wow. He talked to the multitude now.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
He's also talking to his disciples.
That's right.
You know you're all sitting in Moses' seat?
Hallelujah.
You scribes, you Pharisees, you're sitting in Moses' seat?
Amen.
You are.
Amen.
Huh? Now there's nothing wrong with being a scribe and a Pharisee. Nothing really wrong with it. Paul was a Pharisee.
Amen.
And when he finally realized he was a Pharisee, he said, praise the Lord. he said, later on, he said, that probably means nothing.
Glory.
Amen.
Well, the next lines are devastating. They really are.
Amen.
All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
But do not ye after their works.
Amen.
For they say and do not.
Amen.
For they bind heavy burdens.
Amen.
And grievous to be borne. Don't I do that?
Yes.
That is put a burden on you folk. No, I don't do it, but I've been told that this is like a slave camp.
Yeah.
All a bunch of slaves.
Wow.
They get that from the murmurers.
Sure.
Yes.
The complainers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What I've asked you to do is to bear a light burden. And the best way to bear a light burden is get rid of you, because you're a heavy burden. You keep bearing yourself now. Try to live with yourself. I think you ought to get rid of them. Now, I don't want to read all of this because it's not religious. But, boy, that it's the 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew. He's taking on the religious world.
Amen.
No question about it. Whoa, scribes, Pharisees. Hypocrites. Whoa, scribes, Pharisees. Hypocrites.
Yes, Lord.
Whoa, you blind guide would say. Huh? Whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple is after that money. Give me that gold. Still can't figure out how the dumb people in the Catholic Church go and pay a priest to pray a prayer.
Amen.
To get mom or daddy out of purgatory, or at least eat. Don't tell me I'm wrong.
Amen.
You pay and they will pray a mass based on how much you pay.
Amen.
Yeah, they will.
Yes.
I wonder how much they'd have to be paid to guarantee
that
they could get mom and dad out of purgatory. Somebody had to pay now.
Amen.
Somebody had to pay to get you out of purgatory.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody paid. Yes, they did. He paid a debt. You got one. Name it Jesus. Call me yesterday, Brother. You keep talking about people being nonchalant. He said, "Boy, you got it right. They just so casually, you know."
My life.
My, that song right there and that truth ought to set your soul on fire. And even when I tell you that, I mean, are you? Maybe I know what's wrong with you. Are you not dry enough? Your dry bones? You're too soggy.
Yeah, Lord.
Here comes the word of God out of my mouth, and all I get is a bunch of smoke.
That's what
I need some flames. And a shout of honey for them. Tongues of fire. Hallelujah. It's just like fire. Shout in my bones.
Hallelujah.
Used to sing a song years ago. You cannot compel them to go.
Amen.
You cannot compel him to go.
No.
We cannot. Boy, and I do that every day. I say, God, I don't know how to make these people do it. I don't know how. I don't even know how to make me so. I don't know how, God. You ever try to really do good and not do it?
Yeah.
You ever determine you was going to... And then go do it anyway? Huh? Come on, see? He does not compel us to go. Now, let's go back to the scriptures now. The Bible tells us that right here in the end, the only way he's going to get his house filled is you compel him.
Hallelujah.
Go up on the highways and the hedges and compel.
Hallelujah.
Get it?
Yes, Lord.
Get it?
Yeah.
Compel. And he'll have in such a way that they'll be so eager to be compelled. When they, when you find a show, say, "Boy, my glad." Keep putting it on us, God. Right? You keep going your own way. You won't make it that way. No, you won't. And all of a sudden, you just cut it off. When all hope is taken away. I know how the minds go. What are you going to do, Blessed Dad, when the money's gone? What are you going to do when you ain't got all that food? What are you going to do if they come and take it away from you? And I'll tell you again, they won't take one damn thing from me because I don't have anything. Hallelujah. And they sure can't take Jesus from me because he won't let them do it. How glory be to God. Hallelujah. Take this whole world and give it Jesus. Just be a nice song to you, but it's very deep meaning to me. Over and over again, I had to give up the ways of the world in the ministry anywhere. I had to give it up, and I got to where I want to give it up now. Hallelujah! Big difference, now. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I mean that, boy. Don't mess with me, boy. I'd be more than glad to get you out of here.
My Lord.
You know, Jesus paid to get people in, but he also paid to keep people out.
Glory!
That angel's doing that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he did. That same cross that you believe in to bring you in, you don't believe in it, put you out.
Hallelujah.
That same blood that you use for testimony to get you in, that same blood will testify you on the other side. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. That's why Satan don't like the blood. It's a testimony against him. We overcome by the blood. You lose, Satan. The blood over here made us winners. Over there makes you a loser. Middle side, which side you're on now. Boy, oh boy, what a preacher. I tell you, God can help my fight. Wow! Woo! That's another lesson I learned when I was a real young man, because I used to get really excited about my own preaching. A lot of folks would sort of fuss at me about it. And then one day an old preacher walked to me, his low preacher. Hey, Sean. Said, sure do like the AU preach, boy. And I said, how's that? He said, I've always said, blessed is the preacher that gets blessed at his own preaching. Yeah, he is. You know, you see why I'm so blessed? Because I preach. And I get blessed in my own preaching. What is positive or negative? As long as it's preaching. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo! Come and go with me to my Father's house. Hey, we're coming to worship Him. The hardest thing for man to believe in this invisible God. People don't understand it's the invisibility of God that makes him visible. Wow. There he is. I can't even see my heart. Are you in their heart?
Oh, yes.
Here it is. Yes. There he is.
Glory.
Oh, there he is.
Glory.
Oh,
bless you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus said to Peter, he said, when you hear the cock crow, then you know I told you the truth.
All right.
Yeah.
So Peter, he didn't pay no mind until he heard the cock crow.
Oh, yeah.
When he heard that cock crow, he said, oh, my God, he was right all along.
Right.
I heard one crowing here the other night, 9 o'clock at night. I thought, what's wrong with our chickens? Fox, maybe? Something out there, chick. Yeah, I heard one way out in the field just crowing the other night about 9 o'clock. I thought, hey, you're supposed to be crowing at 9 o'clock at night. Chicken said, don't tell me. Somehow they got me stirred up. You know why a rooster crows? He warns the hens. I'm over here, you're safe. I'll take care of you.
Hallelujah.
He's your man of the house.
Yeah.
You see, you ever see how they walk around so proud? They don't believe me again. Yeah, he's crowing out there about 9 o'clock at night. Now, someone's out there disturbing that bunch. It's like the guineas. You hear them guineas out there, you ain't near their nest. Never mind.
Hallelujah.
People don't like when I tell them about the things that I've experienced and the things I know.
Right.
You're fools.
Okay.
And blind.
Hallelujah.
For whether it's greater, the gift or the altar.
That's right.
That sanctifieth the gift.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
The whole chapter has to do it much over and over again. This is red letter edition. I learned that right off the bat when I was a young man. That when it's written in red is the words of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, he didn't talk English.
No.
just look at that, how that simple question. Jesus talked every language.
Yes.
Still does.
Yes.
You can read that red letter, and if you don't have faith, you won't know Jesus talking.
No.
It will kill you.
Yeah.
How do you like those words? Whoa. Christ, Pharisees, hypocrite. Christ, Pharisees, hypocrite. Huh? Kill every last one of them.
Hallelujah.
Kill every last one. Christ, Pharisees, hypocrites. Blind guys. Jesus talk like that? Woo!
Thank you.
Now I said all of that because I want to read a verse here. Therefore, wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes. And some of them, now mind you, he's talking to the wise men, scribes. He said, but I sent unto you. They're not all crooks and dogs. I have sent you some. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Now look over here. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, wise men,
Hallelujah.
Scribes.
Yes, God.
Some of them you shall kill.
Amen.
What? What's going on here? First he puts a wall on scribes and Pharisees and calls them hypocrites.
Right.
Then he tells you, I'm going to send you scribes and Pharisees.
Right.
Fine line.
Isn't that something there?
Hallelujah.
What do we do? Pick all the scribes and Pharisees and make them all hypocrites, or do we recognize the ones that God sent as message?
Bless you, man.
Many false prophets.
Many.
So reject all prophets?
Nope.
No. Sound right.
And many times you'll even call a true prophet false because he doesn't measure up to what your standard of truth is.
Right. Amen.
That's why they reject the messenger instead of accepting the message.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What a testimony I am to the saving grace.
Yes, sir.
I still remember when I was down in the prison house.
Hallelujah.
One scripture just jumped out at me where David said, oh God, pick me up so I can tell the world.
Yeah.
So I can tell the world of your redeeming grace, your saving grace. Who can tell it better? Who can proclaim it more profound? Who can do it? Oh, hallelujah. Would you like to join me? Would you like to join us to tell the world that there is hope? Jesus coming? I know we got to tell them there's no hope in the world, but we can tell them there's hope in God. Can we do that? I have hope? Really? Wherefore, behold, I send you prophets.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you snot-nosed, I know you're not listening to me now. Say you're a prophet. Ain't no more prophets.
Right.
Then he always quote that one scripture. Tell me which one it is, please. Hebrews what? 12?
One.
Verse 1-2. And they'll say, now since he spoke by his son,
amen,
there's no more prophets. But his son said, I'm sending prophets.
Amen.
That's what he spoke by his son.
Hallelujah.
He said, well, I send you.
Jesus.
It's amazing because you see, I've dealt with these things before. One of the first things came about was the five full ministry, they used to call it.
Yeah.
It's not quite y'all get, because that's just the way you are. You've heard me preach it, but you've had your mind set on how it reads, and nobody can tell you. There are no apostles today.
Right.
I had one call me the other day, a nice brother, told me how he's listening up there in Ohio, and he's a pastor. He told me, he said, my wife's an evangelist. I didn't even answer him.
Right.
Because I had to tell him, no, sir. No, your wife is not an evangelist.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
I have a sister who writes me, honestly, I'm apostle, so-and-so. I said, no, you're not.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
I have men who do it. They think, oh, I'm an apostle, Brother Darren, and I recognize you. No, I don't care. You're not an apostle.
Amen.
And if anybody would know, it would be a prophet.
Yes.
A prophet would know whether you're an apostle or not.
Yes,
yeah, probably, because God reveals his secrets.
Yes.
And if he secretly made you an apostle, he'd let me know about it.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
He knows the secrets of men's hearts.
Yes.
See how we're searching your heart? Find out what's really in your heart?
Yes.
See how I do it? I'll ask questions. Or,
hallelujah.
You know, it's kind of devastating to talk to people about your children, your family.
Right.
Is that where your heart is?
My Lord, bless you.
Huh?
Oh, Jesus.
Where your heart is? Where your affection is?
Amen.
That's where your God is. That's the one you're serving.
Right.
You're doing good again. Get this stained look coming out of your eyes. You ain't talking about me, Brother Stare. Well, it may not be your children, but what about your car or your job or your life or something you want? That take your desire for God out of your heart. One thing. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Tell me what I want. What did I tell you about singing?
That's right.
You ever sing and didn't find? Then you ought to go to strike. Behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men. Isn't that something? Sends me as a prophet, then he makes me wise. How do you know he made you wise? Because I ask him. I ask him. I believe him. I ask him. I said, God, I'm going to deal with these people, and it's going to be harder. I need some wisdom.
Huh?
You can't see how wise I am dealing with this guy here? Huh? Why? Because the wise God wants to save him. I can't save him. But I have the wisdom of God, and he that winneth souls is wise. But my God, man, I'll tell you, huh? How some of if God wasn't wise, who'd be saved? Who would be saved if God wasn't wise enough to know that you're supposed to be saved? Do you notice how slowly I've been talking to this thing? Do you notice how I've been trying my best to take away your excuses? I don't understand. I don't got credit. Then I come back and I say, you know why you don't understand? You know why you don't get it? Because you're being influenced by demonic spirits, filling your mind with things and thoughts and desires that's contrary to God. So you get confused. God's not the author of confusion. He'll give you clear, straight directions. This is the way, walk in it. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me, and you will have treasures in heaven. So where are your hearts at?
That's right.
Amen.
Come on, people. I know this business about being concerned about children.
Right.
Oh, yes.
I know about it.
Yeah.
I have. I told you. I got five other children. What I'm saying right now could turn tens of thousands of so-called Christians out there away from me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I've been divorced.
Yeah.
I've been remarried.
Yeah.
I had five children from my first wife. They're still alive.
Yeah.
They don't live far from here.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
And I don't care about them at all.
Right.
I care about the house of God.
Yeah.
Well, my children come to me if they do it from time to time, and they say, Dad, I say, look, I'm not going to be your dad until you accept me as a man of God.
Right.
And I'm not going to be your brother or your sister or your friend until you accept me as God's man. And you're not going to have Jesus as your friend until you accept God as God. They that come to God must first believe that he is. He's the one that sent Jesus. He's the one that's doing the work. Amen. That's why Jesus said, you believe in God? Then you believe also in me. There's no way you're going to believe in him unless you first believe in God.
Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And some of them you shall kill and crucify. And some of them shall you scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel. And what did Abel do that was right? Nothing. He just did what God told him to do, and that was right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
He believed the message that he needed to be saved.
Amen.
What kind of sin did he have? He didn't hardly know what sin was.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Can you fathom that?
Glory God.
One day, when he's growing up, his mother took him. Cain and Abel said, "Son, we want you to go with us now. We're going out here. We're gonna worship God."
Hallelujah.
God? Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You know, he's the one we told you that made us. He's the one that we told you to put us in that garden over there.
Amen.
Yeah, boy. Mom and Dad, when you told us about that garden, I sure wish I could go there.
Yeah.
That must have been a heaven on earth.
Yeah.
It was chosen. Cain and Abel, that was some kind of a garden. So what went wrong? Well, God told us we could eat from every tree in the garden. Oh, that was nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then he told us that one garden tree we couldn't touch. So what? You didn't touch it, did you?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, did more than that. I touched and ate from it. And what happened? You got put out of the garden.
Yeah.
But can we go back? No.
Not yet.
Not yet. But I'd like to go, Mama. Daddy, boy, that must be some garden.
Yeah.
You folks don't like this, huh?
No.
I'm doing very good with this.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Adam and Eve said, man, we can't even describe to you what that garden was like.
Jesus.
It's like Paul said, I went to heaven and I saw a thing. How do I describe to you a piece that doesn't rot?
Jesus.
A leaf that doesn't fall.
Jesus.
A world that doesn't exist. You don't get it? Look at it.
Thank you, Jesus.
How do we describe the splendors of heaven?
How?
Streets of gold?
How?
Glory.
Pure gold.
Glory.
See, you don't even know what pure gold looks like. It's so pure there's no color in it. It's transparent gold. You don't see no gold, you know. How about that tree of life?
Oh, Jesus.
Sit down by the river.
Hallelujah.
Can you see Adam and Eve trying to explain the garden to the children? Huh? That's how we got using our fairy tales.
Oh.
We're trying to explain some truth. And I always liked one of them. Mary had a little lamb. Fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Jesus has little lambs. They're made white as snow. And everywhere he goes, those little lambs are sure to go. Hey, Ba! Ba! Now, you see, a goat says Ba too. But it has a different voice. Different connotation. You don't know what I'm saying about them.
Right.
You can go, bah! Or you can go, bah!
Yeah.
We just know too much, don't we?
Hallelujah.
We just don't know truth. That's our trouble. We've shucked the purity of truth for the fallacy of a lie. Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Sabbath day, Sunday.
Yes.
The law of God is the Ten Commandments. It's not.
No, sir.
That's the law of Moses.
Yes, sir.
That's not the law of God. It's the law of Moses. It was God gave that law through Moses.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It was confounded. And he had a purpose for that.
Yes,
he had a purpose for doing it.
Yes,
salvation didn't come through Moses, you know.
Glory.
He had a purpose of what he's doing. Moses had to leave to the promised land, but he wasn't the promised land.
Hallelujah.
They had Moses and the prophet, but they're not Jesus Christ. Let's just get it, folks. Come on. Let's wise up a little bit. I'm reading all this because I want to read one more verse here. Verily, I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation.
Amen.
Here we are again. And this generation. That's the reason why we have cut short everybody's life. Because this is the last generation. And the things that people would seek in preceding generations, you cannot seek them now. Because generation is a measure of time, and we haven't got time to seek the things of the world
Amen.
And be saved. And there it is again. Jesus Christ came into the world to save. What must I do to be saved? Do you want to be saved? Here's the bottom line. We went and got our education to save our life. We get our money to save our life. We buy houses and our land to save our life. And that's not being saved. We got to be saved from them. I promise you before Almighty God, you are not going to continue in that rebellion.
Amen.
And if you don't submit to God in some way till he overcomes your rebellion, then that rebellion is going to cast you into hell. It will be your ruin. You're not going to keep coming against this prophet and the spirit of this prophet. You may butcher me, kill me, shed my blood. But you are going to stand in judgment.
Hallelujah.
On what I told you.
Hallelujah.
No, I don't think you're a bunch of whorehoppers and drunkards and alcoholics, but that rebellious people, the sin of God's people. Show my people their sin. And when the Spirit of God identified them to me a little while ago, I have brought them to you over and over and over and over. I want you to know or understand how close, and now it's closer than when we first heard it. And if all you... You won't even say that, will you? Apostates. That's someone who no longer believes what they used to believe. And what a fool you are if God gave you a heart to believe and now you refuse to believe. That's a part, that's an affront to God. It's not only been given to you to believe, but then it's suffering because of what you believe. You want to believe it, but you don't want the suffering. If we suffer with him, we reign with him. Believe it. Believe it. Please. If we suffer with each other, we're suffering with him. Believe it. If we suffer with each other, we reign with each other. In him. Believe it. And the suffering to this present time are not worthy to be compared when walking down them streets of gold, eating from that tree of life, drinking from that river, just the river. Hallelujah! Glory be to God! Believe it! And many times when I do that, I'll come back and tell you how you can be a believer. Don't tell me I haven't done it.
Hallelujah.
If thou canst believe, how do I know if I can believe? Because it's been given to you. Look what God's given to you this morning. Look, he's given you the truth. He's given you spirit. He's given you opportunity. He's given you the ability to believe. Believe it. Believe it. You're not so much sitting out in the boondocks. How should they believe except to hear? You're hearing. You're hearing. Believe. The saving of your soul. It's amazing what Jesus said about something like that. It's because you say, I see. What do you see? I see what you say, Lord. Do you really?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, you amaze me.
Well, thank you, Lord.
You are the most of them.
Amen.
You amaze me. Every time I talk to you, you amaze me.
Glory.
That look on your face, like I'm talking things so heavily that you stand, you're so worldly minded that you can't see what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
I can't explain it any better. The splendors of glory.
Glory.
It will
glory.
Be. I got to even convince myself of that.
Hallelujah.
Man, what, come on, God.
Kingdom. Cannot be moved.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
I can bear all that. My God, where is this reality, God?
Yeah.
Did I get up here and start preaching that word? And it just sets my soul on fire. You don't think I do what I tell you to do?
Oh, yeah.
Weep and cry and groan and moan.
Oh, yes.
You think I'm just flying high all the time?
Right.
You don't think I know about depression and insecurities?
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, my God. Every day I say, God, is this the end of this? Is this the way you're going to hang me out to dry? What good is it if I've been believed to be a true prophet all these years and end up being a false one?
Right.
Cast me not away from thy presence, O
Lord.
Take not thy
Boy,
when that Holy Spirit moves on me, how does he do it? By the word. He'll throw a word inside of me and then he'll bring it alive. I just gave you an example by walking on the street. None good. No, not one. None righteous. That's the word now.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
That was, yeah, you're killing me. You're killing me, boy. He kept saying, none, none. No, not one. But what about this one? Well, no, not one. Then he showed him about the one. There's one righteous. And there's one that's seeking after God. His name is Jesus. He's seeking after you. He's doing the Father's will. So I came to seek and to save. Knock on the door. Drag out. Boy, I wish somebody could say that. I really do. You apostates. Stubborn. I cried with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee. Save me.
Yes.
I will keep thy testimonies.
Yes, Lord.
I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word.
Hallelujah.
Mine eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word.
Hallelujah.
Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord.
O Lord.
Quicken me according to thy judgment.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from the law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimony, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider mine affliction. Deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause. Deliver me.
Yes,
quicken me according to thy word.
Yes, Lord.
Salvation is far from the wicked,
my Lord,
for they seek not thy statutes.
Hallelujah.
Great are the tender mercies, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Quicken me according to thy judgment.
Yes.
Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimony.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He is Lord.
Yeah.
I beheld the transgressors when I was grieved. Yes, I was. Because they kept not thy word.
Oh God.
Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning. And every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
Amen.
Shall we stand? May the Lord bless you. Make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you.
Well, thank you, Lord.
And give you peace.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ is coming in your lifetime.
Hallelujah.
This is the last generation.
Yes, Lord.
And the last time.
Glory.
Prepare to meet your God. Maranatha.
Come bless the Lord.
All ye servants of the Lord.
Stand by night.
exalted and extolled our name, O God. Hallelujah. 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 For thou art great and greatly to be praised. We've come into this house, gathered in his name, to worship him. Hallelujah. We would worship you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name. Brother Timothy, would you pray for us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we thank Heavenly Father again as we gather today in Jesus' name to worship and to made ready for your soon return. We thank you that you're mindful of us, that we'll have that expected end and your determination to save us. So thank you for the preaching of the word the prophet sent. Let us know you're coming in a lifetime and helping us in that preparation. And pray again that you will anoint Pastor Rice mightily. Speak the word boldly as you ought to, as we ministers is waiting on you, Lord. And thank you that you have chosen us. And so help us this day, Lord, to hear what the Spirit speak unto us this day. None will be hearers and doers. And be thankful that you made us your choice. Commit in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You may take your seats. All right, you all hear me okay? All right, as it is written, did not our hearts burn within? As he spake those gracious words and opened up the scriptures unto us.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, I would pour out my heart today. I would confess that I love the Lord.
Oh.
I need the Lord. Had to press my way in today.
Oh God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, that's every day.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Could I tell you all that I know what it's like to press your way to the tabernacle?
All right. Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's a good thing, though.
It's a good thing.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You got to press your way somewhere. It's good to press your way in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 You know, we have to press on in to worship him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
May I make that confession?
Glory.
That I know how it is to press in to worship the Lord?
Hallelujah.
All right, all right.
Glory to God.
We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him.
Hallelujah.
We have come into this house, gathered in his name.
Christ,
our Lord, worship Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So one word that Brother Astaire said was, he didn't answer them. They said something and he didn't answer, which is wise sometimes. I remember the lady that called me from Oklahoma, and well, she was calling for Brother Spencer, but she couldn't find him. He changed his number. But she talked to us about the passing away of Miss B.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And she said, well, you know, she's in a better place.
Hallelujah.
I didn't answer her. Because that's what people say. And everybody that passed on is not in a better place. That's just the truth. Very few are in a better place. And nobody's in their final place. There's coming a time when everybody that's in the grave will hear his voice.
Hallelujah.
And come forth.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Some to everlasting life. Yes. Some to everlasting damnation.
Amen.
Amen. Few there be that find the way that lead to life.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
So know everybody that go on is not in a better place. But there is a place for everybody.
Hallelujah.
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 Everybody has a calling.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Everybody has an appointment.
Glory.
Oh, we got to sing our song, don't we? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Brother Christian, what do you got? Did I got something wrong here?
No.
Okay, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. We that are saints are called to be saints. Every man has his proper gift of God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All right. So that's wisdom, you know, when you don't try to set everybody straight.
Amen.
That's a great fallacy that we have. We have all this knowledge. We set under the prophets. So we have to set everybody straight. Well, if you go by his example, sometimes he just didn't answer.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
You, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, no, there's no pre-tribulation rapture. Well, we ought to just believe that. You aren't going to put it on everybody, I can tell you that.
That's right.
We shouldn't celebrate Christmas. Well, we shouldn't. We aren't going to put it on everybody, though. Come out from among them, be ye separate, save yourself.
Amen.
From this untoward generation.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we just need to live the life that we confess.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. All right, we're going to take a little break here and hear our song. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because the Bible said we should sing unto the Lord. All right. Come on, sister. It's going to be all right. We got time.
Hallelujah.
We don't have a program.
There's a holy and beautiful city whose builder and ruler is God. John saw it descending from heaven when Patmos in exile he trod. Its high massive wall is of jasper. The city itself is pure gold. And when my frail tent here is folded, mine eyes shall its glory behold. In that bright city, pearly white city, I have a mansion, a robe and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting and longing.
Oh, yes, Lord.
For the white city.
Oh, yes.
John saw coming down.
Amen.
No sin is allowed in that city.
No, no.
And nothing defiling or mean.
Thank you, Jesus.
No pain and no sickness can enter.
Yes.
No crape on the doorknob is seen. Earth's sorrows and cares are all forgotten.
Thank you, God.
No tempter is there to annoy.
Yes.
No parting words ever are spoken.
Lord.
There's nothing to hurt or destroy.
Hallelujah.
In that bright city, pearly white city,
hallelujah,
I have a mansion, a robe and a crown. Now I am watching, waiting and longing for the white city John saw coming down. No heartaches are known in that city. No tears ever moisten the eye.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's no disappointment in heaven.
Thank you, God.
No envy and strife in the sky. The saints are all sanctified holy.
Oh, yeah.
They live in sweet harmony there. My heart is now set on that city. And someday its blessing I'll share.
Hallelujah.
In that bright city, pearly white city, I have a mansion, a robe and a crown. Now I am watching,
hallelujah,
waiting and longing for the white city John saw coming down.
Maranatha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I remember the many times, you know, Brother Stair would press in. He'd tell us that we're hard to talk to. You understand. So, but I've seen him, and you have too, press in many times. You know, and just do what God wanted him to do. Isn't that all right? He set an example. That's what we all have to do. That's why he was always in his place, because he just pressed in to do what. He set an example. Is that all right? Like Jesus Christ, he set an example.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Of course, in my pressing in this morning, you know, I had to come to the conclusion that it wasn't because of anybody else. My mind began to go, you know, well, you know, they just don't act right. But I had to get past that.
That's right.
Y'all going to hear me pour my heart out?
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Yeah, I had to come to the conclusion that wasn't it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It all has to do with where my heart is. What the Lord has done for me.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
But that is the way I do it, you know.
Hallelujah.
I had to talk to myself.
Yes,
as a soul? Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Hallelujah.
I even turned to Sister Rose and said, you know, I need a good talking to.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's what we need, because we know many times that's all it takes. We know that we need to do something, but we need to hear somebody tell us.
Hallelujah.
You know, and we are refreshed and glad when someone, yeah, you ought to do that.
Hallelujah.
So I said, Rose, I need a good talking to.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother Stair just gave us a good talking to.
Hallelujah.
He does it consistently.
Yes,
he gives us a good talking to. Even though it goes against our flesh, goes against the grain. My, I needed that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I said, I need a good talking to this morning.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. She knows how to do it. She knows how to do it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So where's Brother Phil? He not here this morning? All right, you know what I have to do, Brother Phil, sometime? I just have to be quiet. Is that right? Say amen, Robert. Yeah, she knows how to give me a good talking to. I can tell you that. Huh? She don't take it easy on me because I'm her husband. I can promise you that, brother. She come on. Hallelujah. Well, I give God the glory. He knows what we have need of. Hallelujah. But I know that she does it in love. And I know that she has a love for God. Surely. And love for the people of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's because God loves her. Hmm? And he tries her. He loves you and he tries you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, she didn't give it to me, though. I guess she figured God will do it some other way, but I certainly needed a good talking to. Praise the Lord. So talk to me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me look at this. Some of the letters I get, you know, I'm provoked by them in different ways. Most of the letters express gratitude for the broadcast. And they do give honor to Brother Stair that this is a work, and they are blessed by it and strengthened by it. Of course, some we get correspondence from, they don't know that Brother Stair has gone home. But still, what they say is that I heard your voice, and it really moved me.
Praise God.
I knew you were talking to me. It got right down
Praise
to
God.
One wrote and said, I live in Sacramento, and I heard you say, get out of the city, get out of the city, get out of the city. Of course, this is new, just heard it.
Yeah.
Of course, he's not here, but the word still does what the word does.
Praise God.
She said, I packed up and got out of the city. Well, well, isn't that something? Well, well, well. Glory, glory. Of course, there are some who haven't packed up and got out of the city, you know. But that shouldn't prevent us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She's some Sacramento, and I think she moved to Elk Grove. And she said, here's the paradigm. You know, she talks about when, what's his name? Lot, say, there's a little city over here. Let me go to that one. All right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory, glory. And some have the same flavor, even if it don't say the same thing. You know, that's what a spirit is. It may not say the same thing, but it says the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Amen.
And if we are one spirit, the right spirit, we should all say, yes. The Lord, he is God.
He is God.
And that we are his people.
Hallelujah.
That he's coming to save us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, whatever. The spirit,
hallelujah.
You say the same thing.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If we're from Korea, Japan, or Africa, South America, Europe, Asia,
hallelujah.
You know, if we have the spirit of the living God,
hallelujah.
We're in the patient waiting, we'll say the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? So many of the things are worded different, but they say the same thing. And here's what they say. Where are we in prophecy?
Right.
See what I'm saying? That's what the spirit around here says. Where are we in prophecy? Praise the Lord. Well, one thing for sure, we are in prophecy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But I'd like to say we should just look at the conditions. How about that? Maybe that will tell us something. Hmm? All right. Like in the days of Noah. How about that?
Hallelujah.
Is that prophecy?
Amen.
People are eating and drinking.
Amen.
Marrying and giving in marriage.
Amen.
Hmm? Building, buying and selling.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Yeah.
But, you know, a warning had gone out. A people had been told, a man had been told. How about that? His name was Noah.
Noah. Hallelujah. Glory.
of God's
God.
Plan to destroy the world,
Hallelujah.
Mankind and all that in it, because it was corrupt.
Hallelujah.
This is where we are in prophecy. The man have corrupted himself upon
Amen.
The face of the earth.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
The imagination of the thoughts of his heart are only
yes,
evil continually.
Hallelujah.
As it was in the days of Noah,
yes.
so shall it be also in the days
Hallelujah.
Of the coming of the Son of Man.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's the time where men are saying, Lord, Lord. And many shall say, Lord, Lord.
Glory.
It's the time when many are seeking to enter in.
Hallelujah.
And many shall seek to enter in.
Hallelujah.
Should not be able. He started out today with, we must strive. Because the disciples asked Jesus, are there few that be saved?
Yes.
Jesus said, strive ye to enter in at the straight gate. For many shall seek to enter in and shall not be able. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're in the time where the call has gone out and men have with one consent made excuse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, we would, but we have cattle. We have oxen. We have families. We have merchandise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
We're in the perilous times.
Hallelujah. So true.
One of the things that Brother Stair said that we would come to the time where we'd just be looking at, is God God? Well, we're in those times. Well, of course, he is God.
Oh, yes, he is.
But we're challenged every day, every moment of every day. Where is your God?
He is God. Yes,
yes, he is God.
Yes.
And he knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is God.
All right.
Glory, God.
We're in the time where God is having his own way.
Thank you,
the
God.
Time where no man is working. No man can work.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But God is working.
God.
Yes. Praise
God.
The Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And we can say now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a time when Babylon is about to fall.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, and the Antichrist is about to be revealed.
Let it be so, God.
Oh, how about the two witnesses? They too will be revealed.
Amen.
All things hidden will come to light.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're in the time where we are fighting the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life.
Glory.
Hallelujah. The fight of faith.
Yes, God.
What is the faith? Well, it is what God gave us. It's nothing that we conjured up. That's not faith. Remember the little black girl who said to the... have you seen the man of God? I need to get to the man of God. You know, if I get to the man of God, I get my eyesight. Well, what had happened there? God had given her faith.
Amen.
Nothing she had done. She didn't get it from the store. That God had put faith in the little girl. That's what he's done for you. They put faith in you. See what I mean? And what we're doing is contending for that faith. It's the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. There's nothing that she did, nothing that we do. God put the faith in the little girl. And the faith caused her eyes to see. Well, what about the faith that he's put in you? It'll cause your eyes to see. It'll cause you to be healed. It'll cause you to be saved. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So that is the time that we're in with the many contradictions. I've never seen the things that I see today. Never have.
Amen.
And that's according to the scriptures.
That's right.
New presidents every day. Out there in here too.
Amen.
Never seen God's people do like this before.
My Lord.
It's the presidents.
Yes.
Oh, we've always been stubborn, stiff-necked.
Oh,
But I've never seen it like this. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. God has never dealt with me like this.
Thank God.
How about that?
That's all right.
And he compels me.
That's all right.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we talked about a compelling.
Yes.
That God would compel.
Yes, he will.
Huh?
Amen. Do it, God.
Oh, he will do it.
Oh, yes, he will.
He is doing it.
Yes.
That the house may be filled. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Babylon. Well, what is that? Well, it has more than one application. Babylon is confusion.
Yes, it is.
You know. And there's Babylon in politics and governments and religion especially.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hmm? Any kind of confusion. That's Babylon. Of course, our adversary is the author thereof.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You know that, don't you? So what he's doing is authoring much of it.
Thank you, God. Oh, yes.
There's another author. He's the author of our faith.
Yes.
And he's also the finisher of it. Glory, glory. I'm going to agree with God.
Amen.
I'm not going to agree with the contradictions that I see. And
all right.
I'm going to agree with God.
All right.
That he is the author and finisher of our faith. I maintain that I have faith. I believe that we are a people of faith. Like I say, whenever I'm pressing, whenever I'm striving, things like this help me. When I speak about God's faithfulness, when I sing a song of praise, when I give glory to God, these things help me. Hallelujah. The Lord's helping me even now. It says some are nonchalant. It's helping me.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know. Thank you, Lord. I've never been helped by laying down and playing dead. No, I've always been helped by pressing on in. Glory, glory. I tell you all tonight, when I stand up, I really have nothing to say. I don't. I have faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm compelled to stand up, but I don't have a sermon.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I do have a hope.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I hope to see the Lord coming in glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I maintain the blessed hope.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, politics, never been the way it is. Of course, it's always been corrupt, but not as corrupt as it is today. Religion's always been corrupt. You know, it's what people use to make money. Brother Stair told you. He said he'd even done it himself. But God delivered him.
Hallelujah.
The world is just in a state of paralysis.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank God.
And polarization.
Thank God.
Agree on nothing.
Thank God.
Don't know what to do. Paralysis.
Right. Hallelujah.
You know, just like we are sometimes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So many times in the Senate, or they got this deal they call a filibuster. Said we can't, we don't have enough votes here to do it, but we'll just make up noise and prevent them from doing what they need to do.
My God, yes.
So that's going on in the spirit. Whatever we see in the world is a manifestation of what's going on in the spirit.
Amen.
We can look out and see the violence and the corruption.
Yes.
We can see the polarization. That means, you know, I say this, you say that. well, this is my right, this is your right. We have the same thing in the spirit, dealing in this church, working against God's people.
Oh, God.
Now, I know I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again because it's in my heart to say. I believe that what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us and because of us should override all the other things that prevent us from walking together. That's how I see it. But we find things that prevent us. I say that that's not a good witness for God. I believe what Jesus Christ has done for us, you and me, should override all the other differences. That's what I say. We won't speak the same thing any other way, because we'll always find something that we differ on. So I say let's get together on who God is. He is God. Hallelujah. Let's get together on that. Is that all right? Thank you, Lord. Well, we have polarization. Thank you, Lord. But God is still God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So I do still confess that what it takes for you to come in here and press in, that's what it takes for me. That's what it takes for your brother. Hallelujah. It takes the same thing. Now, what about you getting along with me? Well, it takes the same thing for me to get along with you. Really? Hallelujah. At the same price. But that's not how some see it. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. No, it doesn't have to be my way, because my way is not the right way. There is a way that seems right unto man, but it's not right. Oh, the way of the Lord is right. Hallelujah. He said we should enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We should enter into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Now, I know I talk crazy about healing and everything. You know, I do, don't I? I say that God is a great physician. Oh, that's crazy, isn't it? That he's our healer. Well, I found it to be so. He's the one that raised me up. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, do you have knowledge, verbs, and remedies? Not very much. That's how I rely on God's healing. Now, I know I sound crazy because I see y'all looking at me, and I see what y'all run to. Thank you, Lord. And you say, well, Pastor Rice, you don't know about me. Well, I know that certain things we shouldn't mess with. If I started leaning on them and finding out knowledge about them, I'd be in the same boat you're in. I go to the rock. I don't go up on the line and see what remedy I should do for that. I'm in trouble, see. I'm just telling you. I know I sound like a fool. Pastor Rice, don't you know that you can do that? I know that I can go to Jesus. How about the little girl? How about the man sick of palsy?
Hallelujah.
How about the woman with the issue? How about the sinner man? Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Come to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He will save you. He will save you right now. Glory, glory. But whenever, you know, we're all dealing with unbelief, because it is the sin that does so easily beset us. So no matter what method or what facade, you know, the adversary is trying to move us away from faith in God. In any way. In every way. Hallelujah. Faith that God is a healer. All faith that Jesus Christ is coming.
Amen.
All faith that you're my brother.
Hallelujah.
All faith that he's able to heal us.
Amen.
Trying to move us away from that.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory, God.
I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved.
Hallelujah.
I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be, just like a tree that's planted by the water. Waiting. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Sometime in Brother Spencer's metal work, he said, man, we have to do something with this because it has memory. Because I got it straightened out, but still, you know, if it gets some tension on it, it'll bend in the same place again. And then when I was looking at my swimming instructions, they tell you to do certain things, and they say after a while, your muscles will get memory, and they'll automatically do them. Well, it's the same way spiritually. You understand? If I slough off, I'll get memory. It'll be easy for me to do. Come on. If I, yes, I... Come on. Hallelujah. Boy, this is good preaching. You know, how I get to press in the tabernacle because I keep pressing. You understand? If I don't, then I'll get memory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And before you know it, I'll be far away. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Huh? The way to do it is to be consistent. Don't go by feelings.
No.
Because if you've been sloughing off and you try to make your way back, it's going to seem like, my God, what's the use of this?
Hallelujah.
It's just like having faith in God. You depart from it, there's only one way back. Come on. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me find it. I think it's in Hebrew. Come on. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be,
I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's standing by the water. I shall not be moved.
Oh, I shall not be,
I shall not be moved.
Yes, Lord.
I shall not be, I shall not be moved.
Yes, Lord.
That's right, if I don't
fall. Oh, God.
I shall not.
Luke chapter 6, it says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and having tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, if they should fall away, to renew themselves again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame." So you'll have to go back where you started. Pick it up.
Right.
There's no other way but by faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory. If you fall away from that, then you are fallen away.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And again, we're in the time of a great falling away.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Falling away. We're in the time of betrayal and denial.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're also in a great time, a time of great moving of the Lord.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Because in this all, there's still a remnant. You understand?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's still a remnant.
Oh, yes.
In Noah's day, there was a remnant. There were folk that found grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the time of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the prophet Elijah said, "I'm jealous for God." He said, "Man, I'm the only one standing." Of course, there were other prophets, but they were in the caves. Jesus said, "Not everyone is bowed down to Baal." So we have it in this time. Not everybody has turned back. Not everybody has forsaken the Lord. The Lord has forsaken none. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's still a people that not cast away their confidence. Hallelujah. They still hold the beginning of their confidence. The rejoicing. Firm to the end. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Ain't God good?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're in that time where in all that we've heard and all that we've seen, we're still in this condition. That's where we are.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
We need a great Savior.
Oh,
yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, we are witnesses. We're witnesses of God. Witnesses of the work and ministry of Brother Stair.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, that's why this people is gathered here. Because they heard the voice who said that this is the voice of the last day prophet of God. This is a sign that Jesus is coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, I believe it to be like that. Glory, glory. So I still believe because the sign has come that Jesus Christ is coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because it's down in my heart, down in my soul. Praise the Lord. Brother Stair didn't put it there, but it sure agree. Hallelujah. We are a called out people. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. And holy nation. And we should show forth the praises. Hallelujah. And then will call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Glory, glory. So don't say, Pastor Rice, you don't know why I act nonchalant. Well, I know how not to do it, so I do know why you do it. You give over to something I don't give over to. Yeah, the devil would have me bound with, you know, no praise in my mouth and a sorry look too. I'd have a little talk with my soul. Why art thou downcast, so my soul? Hallelujah! Bless the Lord, oh my soul! All that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's no reason that I shouldn't give God praise. There's no reason. No reason why we shouldn't worship him. Yeah. He cut us out so we could do that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He cut us out, Charlene, so we could do that. Hallelujah. worshiping, bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worshiping, bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker.
I still hold fast that the Lord is coming back for us on time, and we'll be all that he would have us to be. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Because it's the Lord's work. Praise the Lord Jesus. Glory, glory. I've got one out of 2 Timothy just for a while.
Bless you, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm blessed to wait on him.
Glory. Yes. Worthy, O Lord. Hallelujah.
I still believe it will be worth it all when we see him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I believe like John, we'll see that city too. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Why John saw and told us about it.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
He said, I, John, yes, saw that holy city of heaven. Adore. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. It was written to encourage us, huh? Praise the Lord. All right, it says here, nevertheless, the foundations of God stand as sure, having this seal, that God, yeah, the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Oh, God.
Let everyone that name the name of Christ,
yes, Lord,
depart from iniquity.
Glory.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you he that troubleth Israel?
Hallelujah.
No, I am not he that troubleth Israel. But it's you and your sins. That you've not obeyed the commandments of God.
Right.
These things have separated you.
Hallelujah.
Not Pastor Rice.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Not your brother.
Hallelujah.
Not your sister.
Hallelujah.
It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me,
O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Talk to myself, you know, when the enemy tried to prevent me. So, you know, old brother Spencer, he ain't gonna respond right. Well, I said, can't look at that. It's me, O Lord. Hallelujah. Though none go with me, still I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Hallelujah. great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. How about it? And what if God, willing to make his power known, willing to show his wrath and make his power known?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Does not the potter have power of the clay?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To make of one lump.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
One vessel unto honor.
Glory. Hallelujah.
And one unto dishonor.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 So what's the Lord's doing?
Glory. Yes,
it's marvelous in our eyes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor.
Hallelujah.
Sanctified.
Glory.
Meet for the master's use. Approved unto every good work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord Jesus, saints.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, we're in the time of Babylon.
Oh, God.
No doubt. You know that I'm telling the truth.
Thank you.
We're in the time of the great falling away.
Glory, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Our faith is sorely tried.
Hallelujah.
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 And,
oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let us beware lest we be found to question God.
Glory.
Who are we to question him?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I thought maybe it would sort of maybe help you out a lot when I tell you that, you know, I'm one among you.
Hallelujah.
Well, we ought to know we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
Hallelujah.
One thing now, the press is more difficult now. It's more, it's more difficult to press in than it ever was.
Yeah,
it
is.
Sure. That ought to tell us something. Huh? He's the same God. Yeah, he still loves his own.
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
He's still able to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you.
But that's, of course, the time that we're in.
Hallelujah.
It's more difficult to press in because the time is near. But of course, with the more difficulty, as we apply ourselves, we get more ability to do it. We're able to do it. Unless we believe the devil. They can't press in because of the times. Can't press in because of the slowful ones. Can't press in because of the slackers. No, no, no.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We press in because he is God.
Hallelujah.
And he's working it that way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That in itself is a prophecy of what's to come.
Oh, God.
How we're being trained.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? How God is dealing with us now. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God.
So no need to say, I'm going to wait for a more convenient time.
Okay.
If you think it's difficult today, well, you wait till tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ain't that all right?
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But in that, we're still victorious in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's no weapon formed against us that shall prosper.
Hmm?
We're more than conquerors. Yeah, I mean, we put that on and wear it. I tell you, that's how I press out. Press on in. I did tell Rose I need a good talking to this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So I appreciate the Lord for giving me a good talking to.
Hallelujah.
Good whipping, whatever.
Yes.
Good scolding. Whatever it takes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right, all right. So yeah, God has chosen some vessels fitted to destruction, some vessels of honor. And it's all right because he is a God who is before all things and by whom all things consist. It's his house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Whose house we are. If we hold the beginning of our confidence firm to the end. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But I know that the ones with that question want a different answer. That's the answer I've got. Praise the Lord. They want a more definitive timeline. Well, God is able. He knows all the timelines. Hallelujah. I believe we should just trust him and wait on him. Hallelujah. If we ask about where we are in prophecy, we should do it in faith, knowing that we are in prophecy and that we're right where God would have us to be. We should do it that way. We say Maranatha, we should do it with the confidence that yes, the Lord is coming.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 When we press our way in, brothers and sisters,
amen,
we should press our way in with the confidence that the Lord is coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we strive against sin, we should do it with the confidence that the Lord is coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise, praise the Lord, give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, one way that the athletes make money is by endorsing products. They probably make more money that way than playing their sports. Because we're consumers. And Wheaties, of course, is the breakfast of champions.
Hallelujah.
You had to be pretty good to get your picture on the box. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, if some of those elites go out and do something despicable, then they sort of take them off the box. You understand? Hallelujah. What I'm saying is, we being children of God, especially if we are leaders or elders, we should keep that in mind. You understand?
Hallelujah.
If somebody slack off, it doesn't carry as much weight as if maybe you in the position that God put you in slack off. You know, we have great influence.
Hallelujah.
God's going to hold us accountable.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, we can't make or break anybody, but we do have, you know, a responsibility. Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You old ones have a responsibility to the young ones. No? Yes, praise the Lord. And I'm not talking about chronological age, but I'm talking about where you are in the spirit. Praise the Lord. So let's be good examples. That way we are faithful to what God has given us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory. You know how we do. And I said, well, Simon Biles, Simone? Simone, she smokes cigarettes. I'll smoke cigarettes. You know. Yeah? No? Praise the Lord. Well, let's set a good example. We are examples.
Amen.
We've been set forth as examples.
Glory.
Yeah, we are the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
The folk that have a light to shine.
Amen.
Here's what the scriptures say. That we should let our light so shine
Hallelujah.
Among men that they would see our good works and our Father in heaven would be glorified.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, talk is one thing, but you know, us setting the example is a better thing.
Yes. Yes.
That's letting your light so shine.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. She went to the physician. She went to another physician. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She was trying to get well. She did get rid of all of her money, but she didn't get rid of her infirmity. Huh? Y'all know that one's in the book? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? She got a hold of something, though. She heard about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. For she came to this when she tried everything else. Now, so Lord, get us to that place. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. None else could heal all our soul's diseases. Hallelujah. No, not one, no, not one. So I endeavor not to put myself in the light of great men. I'm not a great man. I'm a low-down sinner. But I am saved by grace. Is that all right? I can testify like that. Glory, glory. Through faith. Yes. Kept by the power of God. I have the love of God down in me. It's good stuff. Hallelujah. Make me love everybody. Glory, glory. Come. Thank you, Jesus. I like to operate in that spirit, man. It's good.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm tempted to go the other way, you know, because it gets you bound up. You know, when you got a grudge against this one and that one. Grudge not one against another, brethren. Behold, the judge stand before the door. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 And it's nothing but bondage.
Yeah.
Yeah, this love for your neighbor sets you free.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
So no matter what he does or she does, you're still free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. He whom the Son said, free is free indeed. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, yeah, I always like to present myself as a sinner saved by grace.
Because,
yes. That's what I rejoice in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I do endeavor to be faithful, though.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
I understand that, you know, what's established here has been established by the prophet, Brother Stair. I understand that. That's why I like to honor what he honored. We should come here and that we should dwell together, love one another, serve one another. Certainly we shouldn't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as a matter of some is. I mean, God used him to do it. Here it is.
Huh?
Praise the Lord. Even so much the more as we see the day approaching. Do you see the day approaching? Well, we're certainly there in prophecy that the day of the Lord is approaching. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Father. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, we're about done, aren't we, saints?
Hallelujah.
How's everybody doing?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you pressed your way on out?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glad you pressed your way on in? Hallelujah. It's always that way with me. And I tell you, every day I press.
Mm-hmm.
I don't jump out of bed ready to go. How do you get up, brother? I told you. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know what I found? He's a very present help. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, see. Praise the Lord. Yeah, as much as you, I'm tempted to complain. Nothing to complain about, though. I get better than I deserve. Huh? Hallelujah. He's given me less than my iniquity deserves. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And I do endeavor to be faithful to God. How about you, Brother Crump? You know he's faithful, huh? He's called the faithful witness. The first begotten from the dead. The prince of the kings of the earth. Come on, sister. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we are the people of God. By his divine decree. He made the choice. How about that? Well, we don't look like it. Yeah, according to the word. Nevertheless, now are we the sons of God. We don't act like it, Brother Rod. Nevertheless, we are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Tell you what, when we see him, we'll be like him. We'll see him as he is. I still have the hope. Ain't going to be moved away. Hallelujah. Standing fast in the patient waiting for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, let us stand, saints. Let us stand. I got a call from one of my nieces, Rhonda Doreen. Rhonda said, man, I fell and I broke my wrist and I broke my ankle. I was out there and there was nobody. And I said, Lord, don't help. Let me lie here. Finally, she made a maneuver and got turned around so she could get hold of her phone. And she called a cousin, came to help her out. But she said, I don't have time to talk about what I'm not able to do. She said, I can take care of myself. I can feed myself, wipe my butt. I said, okay, praise God. Hallelujah. I said, that's a good attitude. Huh? Because I don't have time to think about what I'm not able to do. Now, this is what I'm able to do. You know what, saints? We're well able. Let us go up at once and possess the land. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, Brother Harper, would you pray for us? Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God.
Got a little testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is gracious, Lord. You are merciful, Lord, and you are the healer, Lord. You heal my foot, Lord. My foot was like, felt like it had sand in it, and I couldn't even run like I used to. Now you see me running around here, and the Lord healed my foot. I'm just waiting on the Lord. Yes, Lord, and he healed my foot, and he healed other things in my body. He really healed my whole body, because I couldn't, at one time, I couldn't even walk. I was in a wheelchair, and I went to a wheelchair from the crutches. Then I said, I just throw the crutches down. I said, I'm not going to live like this no more. I said, God, believe in you. Then I started walking. Gradually, I started to strengthen my legs. My leg got stronger. My whole body got stronger, and it's the last thing that he healed, my foot. My foot felt like it had sand in it. It was heavy, and I didn't tell you, I didn't complain. But I said, Lord, if you heal me, I remember the things that he did. He healed me from the other things I went through. You're going to heal me from this, Lord. I said, this ain't nothing for you, Lord. So God is our healer. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just trust in Jesus, and he will heal you in his time. He will heal you. He just try to test our faith, you know, and see if we're going to trust in other things. And I'm trusting you, Lord. You are our healer, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for the preaching, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the brothers and sisters coming together, Lord, in this place, Lord. It's a glorious place, Lord, which you have given us, Lord, to praise and to worship you, Lord. A lot of time, like you said, the enemy was on me heavy today, Lord, and he was on a lot of my brother and sister, Lord, and you don't want us to get up, Lord, and then praise and worship you, Lord. He come against us and through all kind of try to attack our body, Lord, attack our mind, Lord, and try to get us distracted, Lord, by other brothers and sisters, but help us, Lord, to put that aside, Lord. It's me, Lord, it's me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. Help us, Lord, to work our own salvation, Lord, with fear and trembling, Lord. We are living in a book of Revelation, Lord. We are living in prophecy, Lord. Today, Lord, today is the day of salvation, Lord. We hear a voice. Heart, let's not harden our hearts, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. You hung the earth up in the air, Lord. You know every star by name, Lord. You made us, Lord. We are the reason why we move and have our being, Lord. You are everything to us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to hold on, no matter how we feel or nothing, Lord. We walk not by our feelings, not by sight, Lord, but we walk by faith, Lord, because you know, we know, Lord, that you will come through, Lord. And we remember, Lord, the things that you have did for us, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to forget, Lord, what you bought us from, Lord. Brought us out of a horrible pit, Lord, at the miry clay, and set our feet up on a rock, Lord. Establish our going, and you all continue, Lord, to establish our going, Lord, despite what the enemy is doing, Lord, despite of us, Lord. You are continuing, Lord, and we will continue with you, Lord. We are in a patient waiting about Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. You say you'll build your church, Lord, and the gates of hell won't prevail against, Lord, and you are doing it, Lord. You are not a liar, Lord. You are doing it, Lord, in us, Lord, and through us, Lord. And it does not look, Lord, like we are son of God. Does not feel like it, Lord, but now we're the sons of God, Lord. It not appear what we shall be, but we know when he appear, Lord, we shall be like you, Lord. We shall see, Lord, no longer through a glass darkly, Lord. We shall see you, Lord, in plain sight, Lord. We shall see you face to face in that day, Lord. And we all, Lord, are dealing with trials and tribulation, Lord. Like the prophet said, help us, Lord, discern the Lord's body, Lord. Nobody knows, Lord, that's alive from hell, Lord. Some brothers and sisters are going through worse things. What we going through? All kind of mental pain, physical pain, Lord, spiritual pain, Lord. And sometimes it's all together, Lord, but they're going through, Lord. Because we are overcomers, Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, Lord. We have you, Lord. You never lost a battle, Lord. You never will, Lord. Help us, Lord, keep our trust and hope in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You brought us here, Lord, for a purpose, Lord. Everything, Lord, your word shall accomplish what it's the purpose to do, Lord. Your word shall never fall to the ground, Lord. Your word ain't never fell to the ground, Lord. Your word is settled, Lord. And we believe you say heaven and earth shall pass away. But my word shall never pass away, Lord. We are looking on things beyond this life, Lord. We are looking for that new Jerusalem, Lord. That's my only hope. We are only hope, Lord, in this word, Lord. We all try. We try everything else, Lord. But nothing didn't work, Lord. The only thing that's working is you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That living water, Lord. We need that living water, Lord. I should set us on fire, Lord, for you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen us, Lord. Mind, body, soul, strengthen your body, Lord. Bind up the broken hearted, Lord. Set the captive free, Lord. Proclaim them to be our bound, Lord. We all need prayer, Lord. We all need your mercy and your grace.
grace, Lord. Today, Lord, we need you, Lord. Come down, Lord. Heal your people, Lord. Strengthen your people, Lord. Help us, Lord, to encourage one another, Lord. And beat up for one another. Pray with all prayer, Lord, for all saints all around the world, Lord. Thank you for my brother and sister here and all around the world, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are going through this thing, Lord. We are going through, Lord. That's the main thing you are bringing us to, Lord. Because we depended upon you, Lord. And you never failed us, Lord. We have failed, Lord, in our trials and tribulations, Lord. But you never fail, Lord. I thank you for my brother and sister, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to forsake the assembly of ourselves, Lord. Satan warn us, Lord, to be distracted. Warn us to set apart ourselves, Lord, unto perdition, Lord. But the much more, Lord, we gather together, Lord, and we see that they're approaching, Lord. You are coming, Lord. The signs of the times are here, Lord. But a wild man discern both time and judgment, Lord. The time is short, Lord. The time is us to continue, Lord, to redeem the time, Lord, because the days are evil, Lord. I'm not talking about, yes, Lord, keep us, Lord, like the prophet said, Lord, keep us, Lord, from that evil heart of unbelief, Lord, and departing from the living God, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to depart from you, not to depart from the place you have put us in. Help us, Lord, not to be like the angels, Lord, left their first estate, Lord. Help us, keep us in our place, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Rose encouraging the pastor, Lord. Help us, Lord, to pray for the pastor, Lord. I pray for him, Lord. Help us to pray, uplift him, Lord, in his spirit. Warfare, Lord. We are the soldiers, Lord, that you have chosen, Lord, to go through the spiritual warfare, Lord. Help us, Lord, to uplift the man of God, Lord. The gates of hell are coming against him, Lord. But I pray, I rebuke you. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Thank you, he's trying to kill our spirit. He's trying to come against us, Lord. But you will not prevail. You serve me, you will not prevail. You lying, serve me, you will not prevail. At nothing you do, Lord. We are against you. We are against you. And the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Yes, Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yeah, they might form against us, but they shall not prosper, Lord. You promised to be with us, Lord. You promised, Lord, to never forsake us, Lord. And you are with us, Lord. We know that you are with us, Lord. Despite how we feel, Lord. Despite everything, Lord. You are there, Lord. You are there, Lord. You are there through the hard times and the good times, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be proud of a steward that you found faith. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in everything that we do, Lord. We need your strength, Lord. We need your power, Lord, to accomplish these things, Lord. And we glory in tribulation also, Lord, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patient experience, and experience hope, and hope make it not be ashamed, because the love of God is spread up, brought in our heart by the Holy Ghost, Lord. We will destroy Satan. We will destroy Satan with the love of God in our hearts, Lord. We destroy him, Lord. Destroy him, Lord, with faith, hope, and charity, Lord. In Jesus' name, we forgive every brother who have come against us, Lord, and we forgive those who we have trespassed against, Lord, and let us dwell in unity, Lord. Let us continue, Lord, to keep this faith, Lord, that you have given us. It's your faith, Lord, you have given to us, Lord, and we just ask you, Lord, help us to be good stewards of this faith, Lord, to use it, Lord. Let's not hold back our talent, Lord, and say that you was a hard man and bear our talent, Lord. Help us to use this faith, Lord, which you have given us, Lord, and it's only for a good purpose, Lord. That's why you gave us to, Lord. It's your faith, Lord, and we need to be good stewards of it, Lord, and we can't make nobody do nothing but help the older brethren, Lord. Help us to help them to encourage the younger people, Lord. Help us. We need all the encouragement, Lord. We all need a word from you, Lord, each and every day, Lord. We all need a word from our brother, Lord, to go on. To go on. To go on to perfection, Lord. And the trials and tribulations, Lord, we are going through, Lord. And we have not a high priest, Lord, that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, Lord. But at all points, he was tempted as we were, Lord. Yet without sin, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. You are merciful high priest, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not dealing with us after our sins, Lord. Nor rewarding us and call to our iniquities, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you brought us out of a horrible pit, Lord. We couldn't get out of it, Lord. But you got us out, Lord, so we can give you the glory, Lord. We was born to worship you, Lord. We were born to raise up your name, Lord. You said that everything in that has breath, Lord, praise the Lord, Lord. Keep us on fire for you, Lord. Keep us on fire, Lord. We need more fire. More fire. Set us on fire, Lord. Thank you. Let your love set us on fire, Lord. Let it never burn out, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us to the place. What a glory, more place, Lord, to crucify this old man, Lord. That's a place of crucifixion, Lord, so the spiritual man can live, Lord. You said it is the spirit that quickens, Lord. The flesh profit nothing, Lord. We know we have these things in our flesh, Lord. And we know, Lord, when our flesh come against us, it's right for us to do it, Lord. It's right for us to crucify this flesh, Lord. It's against us, Lord. It's in cahoots with the devil, Lord. Each and every day, Lord, trying to stop us from striving, Lord. We know the spirit not striving like like it used to, Lord, but you said, Lord, if we strive, Lord, the Spirit will strive with us, Lord. Help us, Lord, yes, Lord, to strive, Lord, to enter in, Lord, for many will seek to enter, Lord, shall not be able, Lord. We are living in the days of Noah, Lord, Lord, people buying and selling, Lord, drinking, building and playing, marrying, giving to Mary, Lord, and they knew not, Lord, till the flood came and took them all the way, Lord, but we are children of the light, Lord, we shall not walk in darkness, Lord, we are children of the light, Lord. Well, we know, Lord, that these days are coming, Lord, that these days are at hand, Lord, days are light and Noah, Lord, here, right now, Lord, not in the past, but they're here now, Lord, and you will come, Lord, suddenly, Lord, you will come, help us, Lord, not to be carried off guard, help us, Lord, to not be spiting our my fellow servants, Lord, and doing despite, Lord, to the spirit of grace, Lord, to send away our day of grace, Lord. You are so gracious, Lord, help us, Lord, to be unmovable, but Lord, keep us, Lord, rooted and grounded, Lord, in the faith, Lord, each and every day, Lord, help us, Lord, to be a living sacrifice, Lord, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord, which I read and serve, Lord, each and every day, Lord, help us, Lord, to serve one another in love, Lord, and to bear each other burdens, Lord, so fulfill that, Lord, let's fulfill that, Lord, Christ, that law of love, Lord, because you put the love in us, Lord, we got it, Lord, help us to use it, Lord, help us to let it marinate, Lord, and help us to let it humble us, Lord, knowing that you have chosen us, Lord. Vessels of mercy, Lord. You have chosen vessels of mercy here, Lord. You picked every last one of us, Lord. I couldn't choose my brother, Lord. You chose them, Lord. Thank you, you chose my brother and sister, Lord, so I accept it, Lord. Thank you. Help us not to despise the messenger, Lord, and despise the messenger, Lord, but we need the message, Lord, and he's putting out a good message, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Rice. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Steph. Thank you for all the brothers, all working true, Lord. All things are true, Lord, and the truth never contradicts itself, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's feeding us, Lord, giving us spiritual maturity, Lord, giving us spiritual strength, Lord, and we need it, Lord, in these last times, Lord, because it's going to get worse and worse, Lord. We can't run with the footmen, Lord. We definitely can't run with the horses, Lord, and help me, Lord. Help us, Lord, not to fall away. Those who are gathered, Lord, two or three gathered, Lord, and people are gathering here. I really have a concern about the community. I really have a concern about the people of God. They really care, Lord. Really got love, Lord, for the things in the community, trying to keep it up, Lord. I see them, Lord, and I just want to be a part of that, Lord. I don't want to be disconnected from the body, Lord. And thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to come together, Lord, to muster more, like we see the death. You are coming, Lord, and we are waiting on your coming. We are buckling down, Lord, in spiritual warfare. We are all soldiers, Lord. The men are getting in, Lord. We shall prevail, Lord. We are the true men, Lord. The true men, Lord. Fighting spiritual warfare with the pastor, Lord. We are on the side, Lord. I'm praying each and every day. I know a lot of brothers are praying for him. We are praying for each other, Lord. Help us to strengthen us in prayer, Lord, because Satan is coming against us, Lord. But you are allowing it, Lord. I know he don't have permission, Lord, to come against us, and you are allowing it, Lord. But we got the power, Lord, over all the power of the enemy, Lord, and nothing shall prevail, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the power over all the power of the enemy, Lord. And we are waiting on your coming, Lord, till you come, Lord. Bless those in radio land, Lord. Bless those who are calling in. Keep the faith, brother, sister. Keep on, Lord. We have not arrived. We got to keep on. Let us hold in our faith, Lord. And like you said, you are not the author of confusion, Lord, but you are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. We can waiting on you, Lord. Waiting on you, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord, to complete our faith, Lord. And you, Lord, well, we will no longer leave faith, Lord. We will have arrived, Lord, into eternity, Lord, into the kingdom, Lord. That we waiting on. Until then, Lord, we got to buckle down, Lord. We got to love one another, Lord, and this go through, Lord, because you'll bring us through, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All that little God in Christ, you shall suffer persecution. We are suffering persecution, all kind of trials and tribulation, Lord, and I won't complain, Lord. I have nothing to complain about. A man that should be dead, Lord, is standing before you. Lord. I should have been dead, Lord. And think you could have killed Pastor too, Lord. I know it, Lord. You could have killed both of us, Lord, and killed a lot of other people, Lord. But you showed mercy, Lord. We obtained mercy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, by your love, Lord, by your grace, Lord. You could have got rid of us a long time ago, Lord, but you chose to save us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me not forget about that. None of us, Lord, forget where you bought us from, Lord. We are waiting on your coming, Lord. Maranatha. Hallelujah.
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 Lord bless all you precious saints everywhere. Stand fast in the faith. Be strong. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming. Maranatha. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes, brother. Hallelujah.
Praise. James 4:10-6.